Hello, this is Constant Taylor, founder and CEO of LinkChain. This is the final part of our four-part series where we discuss exciting developments that are happening, that have happened, and that are upcoming in the future. Have a listen. Enjoy.
Constant, can you talk a little bit about your Upwork experience and how that has led you?
Absolutely. First of all, I like competition. Competition is good. Upwork just went public, by the way. Upwork serves a useful purpose. I personally don't want Upwork to go away. I'm grateful for the talent that they have provided to me projects.
Right.
And I'm grateful for the business that they have provided to me. Having said that, there are some opportunities for improvement. And this is where you get the competition, new entrants into the market, is that there is a better way to do things more efficiently. And our concept is using blockchain technology with artificial intelligence at lower rates to achieve that goal.
We're coming from a blockchain, which is an industry-changing solution. Blockchain is a fundamental change in web technology that we have not seen for a very long time. One of the best examples that I have heard is that, well, it's like this. You had the internet, and then you had email added to the internet. You know, it's that kind of fundamental change that allows us to be so effective and efficient that we can charge only 5% and still be just as profitable, if not far more. You know, Upwork is not charging, I realized after working on this project for a great degree of time, Upwork doesn't want to hurt us. They're not purposely charging 20% and paying us in 20 days. They have to. It's the way that their system is built. We have this massive advantage, and it's like hitting the lights.
Upwork has about 40,000 employees worldwide.
How do you pay for that?
One of our strategies is keeping a lean organization. So there's ways that we've identified that we can charge 5% and still be profitable and not bloated.
Each and every one of us, everybody on the team, at one point has been an independent contractor. And my experience, for example, on LinkedIn, overall has been very favorable. But one of the key frustrations is two key frustrations. One is the matching, that I get a lot of interest from people who, quite honestly, there's really no opportunity to do business with these people. So that's a source of frustration. But the other source of frustration is the marketing part. And I can't transact directly with these people, even if there was an opportunity. So I'm not a marketing expert. I want to focus on providing my own skills and services. And so there really are limited opportunities for the marketing aspect on LinkedIn to get that proper matching of the buyer and seller. I think this is where the artificial intelligence comes in, and it provides for scalability impact for the company, where you can scale very quickly in onboarding users, whether we go from 500 to 1,000 to 5,000. So maybe you can touch on that, because I think it's important for people to understand how that works.
Yeah, can I just, I'll let Constant answer that question. It was directed to him. But can I just quickly say that, Jack, of course, I agree with everything you just said. One of the important things to remember about AutoMatch and CircaMatch is that, yes, the continuing increased efficiency of both of those IP, I'm calling them IPs because they're intellectual property and they're, you know, our trademarks, right? So both of those functions of our software, yes, become increasingly effective as time goes on because of the integration of AI. However, they also, both AutoMatch and CircaMatch, and if we connect the right suppliers with the right buyers at the right moment, we win. So it's important, I think, to recognize that both AutoMatch and CircaMatch are IP that work immediately. And far more effectively than anything else that is on the market. Like nothing compares. Upwork has no solution that does anything like that. Fiverr has no solution that does anything like that.
Excellent points, John. You talked about the challenges of being an independent contractor, independent consultant, interactions, receiving solicitations for business that you have absolutely no interest. The other component of that is, even if you found someone that you wanted to do business with, how do you trust them?
Right.
Who is this guy?
Yeah. Critical.
You know, even if you get the other hurdles, that one still exists. Now, enter LinkChain, in that we are developing a trust-based system through AI, through the accumulation of trust data,
right,
on through the smart contracts and storing, right, those on the blockchain,
right,
to whereas though now we have a system that says, okay, this person has 100% feedback. This person is 99% likely to finish your job to your level of satisfaction. And that's the differentiator between how we're operating now and how we operate on LinkChain.
Right.
So there are a lot of folks out there, guys, that may not be familiar with blockchain technology. How does the blockchain technology specifically enhance the trust for them on our platform?
Initially, when someone signs up on the platform and they've done zero business, there won't be any populated data out there on our platform. However, we can take data from their existing social platforms, such as Upwork. If they have a 100% success rate on Upwork, we can transfer that in and take that as is. We can also import their feedback from LinkedIn. Now, we know that there's some issues with the LinkedIn where people are giving recommendations that they don't even know. That's going to have less weight. Where if you have a 5-star feedback there, 100%, that's bona fide.
Right.
So we're going to allow that in right off the bat. The key initially, we're going to bring those in, but the real meat is once they get on our platform and perform,
right,
the trust ratings that are going to be built there. Once they actually start completing, right, jobs, those, right, jobs are going to be stored and kept forever. So we've got 3 minutes.
Wow. I could talk for another hour. So just look forward to the next one.
Yeah, I would just close by, personally on my end, I can see that I've been an independent contractor. Labor markets are changing around the world significantly. The world of work is changing dramatically. And we are right in the thick of that change, using technology, using blockchain technology to make life easier for people who want to conduct business on their own, outside of working full-time for a company, and having self-empowerment, their ability to drive their own wages, to drive their own personal recreational time, to free up time for their families, et cetera. This is a really, really massive shift taking place in the labor force. And I believe there's market growth, as we've demonstrated in our pitch deck, and right in the thick of it. But more importantly, taking advantage of existing technology platforms to make life easier for these independent contractors. And I'm really excited about where we're going with this, because I think this will really add a lot of value for these millions around the world doing what they're doing, which is independent contracting work.
For exactly. Sure. Very well said. Just some high points. We formed a partnership with GoChain back late last year to build on their platform. They are providing technical assistance to us. We successfully switched over to a security token offering, as Jack mentioned earlier. Those documents were officially filed at the beginning of January. We are currently in our private sale stage, where we're meeting with venture capitalists, angel investors, and that's going really well. So our next steps here, we're going to get our MVP updated, our platform updated, so that it's ready to scale.
There's one reason that we believe in, and that is GSD. Getting stuff done, executing, executing, and executing. No, I'd like to thank two of you for coming on the podcast. Constant Taylor, CEO, founder, and also John Doyle, Chief Marketing Officer and co-founder, and myself, Jack Ben Simon. We will continue to do more podcasts, and wishing everybody a great day. And we look forward to updating our community very soon. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you, guys.
Thank you for your time.